Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Grondike Ranch is having their big sale coming up October the 15th, 1 p.m. at the ranch north of Nash, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 225 home-raised springbred heifers developed to be problem-free, long-lasting, productive cows. Sale includes 110 Angus heifers, 77 black baldy heifers, and 47 red baldy heifers. For more information, contact ranch manager Polakowski at grondikeranch.com or watch the auction live at liveauctions.tv. It's the Grondike Ranch sale October the 15th, 1 p.m. in Nash, Oklahoma.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
Today's livestock futures market showed a little bit of weakness with the October live cattle down 25 at 124.77. There was some cash trade from 122 to 124 up in Nebraska, so slightly lower than last week and a little bit lower than where the feeder cattle or live cattle futures currently are trading. December live cattle were 129 at even, down 25 cents on the day. We never quite got back to the 50% retracement from the August high to the September low, but we got close. The 50% for the December live was 131.50-ish. The 50-day moving average is right at 131. The high was about 4 days ago on the December contract, just over 130. So we got close, but never quite got there. It'd been good to reach those resistance levels and then sell off. So hopefully the market will rebound here shortly. Feeder cattle today were down 92 in October at 157.65. The index currently 154.26. So we're still at a pretty good premium. Got a little while till that expires and converges. November feeders are at 82 lower at 160.97. Today's midday box beef prices were down 76 on choice to 280.31. Select 203 lower at 259.32.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Grain markets slid today with some follow-through selling following yesterday's sell-off and USDA report. But today's December corn down 10 and a quarter at 512 and a quarter. March corn down 10 here at 522. Beans, after being down 39 or 29 cents yesterday and at one point today over 10 cents lower, they did rally back to only be three lower at 1195 and a quarter for November. Still below that critical $12 level that so many were watching. And this is also the lowest level going all the way back to the spring here for the November soybeans. Chicago wheat down 13 to 15. The Kansas City's 15 to 18. 18 lower in December at 721 and three quarters. It's about a nickel off the low. Minneapolis wheat was 5 to 6 cents lower. December cotton down 250 at 103.86. That's quite a bit of a sell-off, over 10 cents off the high just 4 days ago. So what rallied fast is also giving it back rather quickly. There were several announcements this morning of some sales, 330,000 of metric tons of beans to China and another 198,000 of beans to an unknown destination. There was also 161,000 metric tons of corn to an unknown destination. So China's back. I think that's China back here buying our U.S. ag production.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.